harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 69. I was pleasantly surprised to receive an email from none other than Hazy Rain, detailing one of her favorite unusual combinations. Luckily, she was able to come into the studio and share her recipe with me.
Welcome to WVMR, Hazy Rain.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First of all, what inspired you to share this recipe today?
Sure. Well, I've been listening to all the oddball recipes on the radio, and I thought to myself, well, I have one, and I talked to Bradley about it, and he said that if he could mock me mercilessly on the air about my weird sandwich, then he's all for it. So
excellent. Has he ever tried this sandwich?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
He won't.
He's like, no way.
No.
Well, go ahead and describe this sandwich.
Okay, this is a spicy bread and butter pickle and crunchy peanut butter sandwich. I prefer it on a whole wheat kind of seeded bread.
Excellent. When did you start eating this sandwich?
Okay, so when I was pregnant with the man cub, my craving, my go-to was peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
And I had a peanut butter and jelly like twice a day.
Okay.
Every day it was peanut butter and jelly. And a coworker of mine suggested this sandwich and I tried it and it's great. It's a go-to.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Does the man cub now like peanut butter and jelly or even this sandwich?
He had pickles for breakfast.
Wonderful.
He's an experimental eater.
Excellent. Okay, great. I looked it up and I think it was on the New York Times. Someone was quoted, one of their like photo editors was quoted that this was a like massively underlooked and underappreciated American
Absolutely.
Classic.
Absolutely. We need to help this become discovered.
Okay, excellent. So I'm super ready. We have our sandwiches prepared. I do want to make the note that you laid out the pickles on one side and spread crunchy peanut butter on the other side of the
yeah,
bread.
And just
or on the other piece
folded
of
it
the
together.
Bread and folded it together.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, let's go ahead.
Okay. Dig in.
Wow. I love it. So far I've tried three weird, in quotation mark, sandwiches. Because I don't think any food is, like, weird. You know, like, everyone eats very differently across this land.
So, there's a big wide world out there.
Yeah, exactly. So calling it weird, you know, it's always relative to me. This might be my favorite.
Okay.
Of the three I've tried so far. So those three have been grape jelly and mayonnaise, turkey cottage cheese and ketchup, and now this pickle and peanut butter. This is definitely something I could see myself eating again.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who are like very, you know, either bread and butter or dill
sure.
pickle
sure.
camp. They're very,
yeah.
I'm a pickle enthusiast overall.
Me too, yeah.
But I think the bread and butter flavor helps meld it with the sweetness of the peanut butter
sure.
just a little bit more than
I think
I
it brings in that
would.
Familiar like sweetness that goes with the peanut butter that a jelly or a jam would have.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And the little bit of spice is really nice just because if you like spiciness,
right. mm-hmm.
why not
it
put it everywhere?
In.
Yeah. Earlier when we were talking and I asked you if you're a crunchy peanut butter only person and you said, yeah, for the most part. Other than in like baked goods and stuff
yeah.
like that.
It adds that substance, kind of that like satisfaction, a little bit of the texture of eating.
Right. And mm-hmm. I would say it makes it more of a savory condiment, even
sure.
though the taste between
mm-hmm.
creamy peanut butter and crunchy peanut butter is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, that just that mouthfeel and the eating experience, as you said, makes it more like this is a meal food and
yeah.
not, you
yeah.
know, a sweet thing.
Bradley has the idea of this word umami, which he uses completely incorrectly, but his fabled umami, his what he's trying to say is that there is five different kind of flavors. You have salty, sweet, you have tangy or like vinegary, you have spicy and fatty. And this sandwich combines it all. You have the fattiness and the saltiness from the peanut butter, and then you have the sweetness and the spicy and the kind of vinegar from the pickle. And so you have that like total full mouth experience in the front and the back and the sides of your tongue, and it's just a party.
Absolutely. What this is actually giving me right now, we don't use peanut butter in like savory cooking a lot, but it's huge in like Thai cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Includes a lot of peanut flavors. Another thing Thai cooking includes is that sort of sour sweet, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like a bunch of flavors at
mm-hmm.
once. And that's what this is reminding me of, is like a a peanut curry.
Absolutely.
With that, like, spice and acidity.
Side entertainment, try to find a food that peanut butter wouldn't go with. It is. Just ponder that one. There are so many things peanut butter goes with. It's hard to find something that it wouldn't.
I do want to mention Hazy Rain brought in her own homemade pickles. Do you want to talk a little bit about
the pickles? Sure. Yeah, it's a very old-timey recipe. A dear mountain man friend gave me his grandmother's recipe, so it goes back a long time in the area. And it's kind of a classic bread and butter, and we added the spicy. Bradley added the spicy, and yeah, it's nice. They are a year old, so they don't quite have the crunch they used to, but they still stand up. They're not mushy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will say, it is pregnancy vibes.
Yeah, and it came about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I can, any sort of hormonal fluctuation, I can imagine this being like, oh yeah, that's what I need.
I highly recommend this recipe. If you don't have access to homemade spicy bread and butter pickles, Dave's famous signature spicy pickle chips have a comparable flavor to the ones we used. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you have an unusual food combination of your own that you'd like to share, email sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Deodorant, deodorant.